Hello and welcome to an Alex Millerless edition of the Star Owls with me, your host, Steve Jones, and the other half of our Sheffield Wednesday team, Joe Cran. Joe, it feels kind of difficult to get you and Alex in the same room at the minute.
Yeah, and look, with Alex gone, the eye candy's gone as well. You know, the guy that people are really, really here for. No, it's just, I think it's time of year. You know, it's just me and Alex have had, I was up in Scotland this past weekend. Yeah, but looking forward to getting back to Wednesday now. You know, I've obviously missed, doesn't look like I missed too much in the last game.
I can vouch.
So, yeah, I it's just about turning that corner now for Wednesday. You know, they had those defeats, then they got a draw, and now they're facing Ipswich, which is going to be a difficult one, I think.
We'll come on to that in a moment. And obviously, I know that you weren't at the Shrewsbury match, but I was going to ask you, do you feel that with that draw after the two defeats, have they stopped the rut now?
It depends on who you ask. I think if you ask the team, there's an element of that. And the performance was obviously better than it was against Plymouth. If you ask fans, probably not. It's a game they should have been winning. I think, you know, we spoke about it beforehand that you know, in terms of the way Shrewsbury have started the season, you would be hoping that Wednesday would get the 3 points there, especially at home. Missed penalty, wrongly disallowed offside goal, I think. Don't know what you think about that one. But yeah, though either of those, you know, the penalty goes in or the offside goal gets allowed, and I think that game's over. I think it's done and dusted, really. It's a phrase that Wednesday fans, I'm sure, are going to get very, very tired of very quickly, but fine margins and that kind of thing is something they have to deal with this season. And the one thing that can be said about the next game is that there can be absolutely no sort of complacency. You know, if there's been issues of complacency in the past, there's no way you can look at this Ipswich side and get and feel any sort of sense of complacency for this one.
There is an Ipswich-shaped elephant in the room, so we'll come on to that in a moment. But obviously, I was at that Shrewsbury game in the away end, and I would have to say that when the penalty was given for Bannon, when Bannon stepped up to take that penalty, it felt like if that went in, it could have been six. It was one of those games where, obviously, from a Shrewsbury perspective, I think it says a lot that we were perhaps a little disappointed not to have nicked it in the end, just because of how well they played in the second. But to be fair, Wednesday should have been out of sight. I think there was a Berahino header that looked like it was going to go in. There was another Bannon shot that went just wide. It did feel like Shrewsbury, well, we have to admit, we were there for the taking in that first 20 minutes. So performance-wise, I think Alex has spoken about this, and Wednesday playing in fits and starts, and I think we probably saw another dose of that against Shrewsbury in that first 20 minutes, and then it went downhill from that. What I would say is, just to try and set the record straight on the offside goal that Darren Moore alleged was offside, unsurprisingly, Shrewsbury boss Steve Cotterill said he thought it was
offside.
And he also claimed that Sheffield Wednesday's first goal was not a corner. So it swings and roundabouts, isn't it? We'll probably never know, but it's...
It's football, isn't it? You know, when you haven't got VAR, when they don't get sort of put under the microscope, you just kind of move on with it. You can't really do anything about it. Wednesday will get bad decisions against them this season. They'll get decisions go their way over the course of the season. It's just the way that it is. But I think, you know, touching on what you were saying about the fits and starts, I think that is for me, it's a byproduct of the situation Wednesday are in terms of the changes that have gone on. It's probably going to take a while before we see Wednesday in sort of full flight with this new group of players. Because I do think Darren Moore is still trying to figure out his best 11, his best formation, his best tactics, all that kind of stuff. I think it's still, with 14 new players, I think it's still a work in progress. And we've seen little bits of it. You know, there's been, I remember the Fleetwood game, they started like a house on fire. And then that kind of fizzled out as well. They got the win there. But they could have had three or four in the first 20 minutes of that game. And it sounds like, you know, Shrewsbury was the same. If things go differently, that game's out of sight and everyone's talking about how, you know, we're back on track and all that kind of stuff. It's those games that get people a bit frustrated because you're seeing this glimpse of what they're capable of, but they're not able to keep it up enough to get the 3 points. And I understand the frustration completely. But like I say, going against Ipswich, what I will say is that it's not going to be open. You know, it's not going to be an open game this time around.
I feel like we really need to get onto Ipswich quickly, because. But I just wanted to ask you, as a fan, if you could sort of sum up your emotions in a few words about this start of the season, what would they be?
I think satisfied, probably. I mean, you know, it's one of those where I understand the frustrations. Again, don't get me wrong, I understand that people are annoyed and that there's a lot of issues going on. And you know, you look at the teams that we've dropped points against that you would expect them to be getting the full 3 points. But I look at the points tally, and given what happened over the summer, given the major overhaul that's happened at Wednesday, I think it's enough for now. You know, I'm not at this point going, oh no, we've had three sort of poor results. Let's throw the baby out with the bathwater and start to panic. Because I don't think we're at that point yet. I don't think we've reached sort of panic stations. The Plymouth performance was worrying, don't get me wrong. You know, like the Morecambe defeat was annoying more than worrying. The Plymouth one was worrying because the levels were all off. You know, everyone was poor that day. But the Shrewsbury game, by all accounts, was winnable. You know, Wednesday put in the performance to get the game done, and then they missed a penalty and they lost their heads a little bit. And I think all these kind of things, the little sort of worrying signs, but I don't think it's worth getting too panicky about yet. Ask me again in 3 or 4 weeks' time, if we've still not won another game, then it's a different story. But for now, you've got some big games coming up, and you know, if Wednesday win two, draw one, lose one of the next four, all of a sudden you're back on track again. So for me, it's I think if you'd asked me early doors, you know, before the season started, if I'd want this amount of points after this amount of games, I'd probably have said maybe I'd hope for better, but it's enough.
Yeah, I think it is quite easily forgotten just how much of a transition or a transformation they went through in the summer. And by the way, I should say some of us aren't even looking at the league table yet. So yeah, things can change very, very quickly.
But yeah, it's also about the order as well, isn't it? You look at the order of the results, and if you take the defeats and the draw and you scatter them in amongst the decent start to the season, you know, same points, but you don't lose two on the bounce sort of thing. And it does change how things look. It changed the optics of it all. And I think that's something worth looking at as well, because Wednesday have got a certain amount of points. And like I say, I think for a lot of people, if you've been off in that same amount of points after this amount of time, you probably would have taken there or thereabouts.
Well, yeah, that's a fair point. Still only a few points off the playoffs. And obviously it's very early. And you're right, if those defeats had been a bit more scattered, we'd probably be sat here talking about how they need to grasp consistency rather than, you know, this isn't a team that's gone backwards, Sheffield Wednesday. I think perhaps they've just leveled out for now. But anyway, let's move on to Ipswich, because it's a big game. About a month ago, I think we were probably looking at this one and thinking this could be, you know, the clash of the early pace setters. It's not quite worked out that well.
No.
But what are your immediate thoughts on this weekend?
I think it's going to be tough. You know, I think it's one of those where Ipswich have got a similar issue to what Wednesday have got, in the sense that people want to raise the game against them. They've seen the work they've done over the summer. They've seen that the signings that they've brought in, the money they've spent, and they are, you know, they're still a big club, Ipswich. They've got a big name behind them. So I think they have got that element that Wednesday have been dealing with, of people raising their game against them. I mean, am I right in saying their last game was their first win? First one of the season?
First of the season in all competitions, I think.
So they've had a rough start, and they're also in this sort of transformation phase. They've had, I think, they've signed more than us, even, over the summer. So how many was it?
If you and Alex think you've been busy with 14, there's been 19 new players in at Ipswich, plus a stack of players going in the other direction as well. So I've not really known a transformation like that. I don't know about yourself, but you don't hear about this.
No, it's a lot, isn't it?
Very often, so
yeah, it's a lot going on, and I think for Paul Cook, it's a big task to try and get that right early doors. And I still think they'll be fine. You know, I still, even though they've had this rough start to the season, I still expect them to be up there or thereabouts come the end of the campaign. And the fact that I can say that about Ipswich says, you know, all I need to say about Wednesday, really, because I think that Wednesday are in a similar situation. They've had this little rocky patch, but I think they've got it in them to kick on. And I just hope that Ipswich don't start a little bit of a run now. We appreciate if they were to do it, it'd be great if they did it after this weekend.
Yeah, it was pretty typical. They got that first win right before they played Sheffield Wednesday. But
no, the typical way is they get the first win against us. That's usually what happens. It was like a recurring theme last season was if a team was on a bit of a bad run, sort of Wednesday rolled out the red carpet and let them get sort of started. I think Wickham didn't get a win all season until they played us. There was a few like that over the course of last season. So in some ways, I am quite glad that they beat Lincoln, because otherwise it was nailed on for them to beat us.
Well, it was coming at some point, and it was last weekend. Let's move on to the next generation. You're at the under-23s game on Tuesday night. Two trialists, am I right in thinking? How do those guys
yeah. go? Yeah, all right. The one that really stuck out for me was a lad called Kwame Boateng. Kwame's 22-year-old right-back, formerly of Bradford City, was playing at TNS in Wales most recently. You know, by far the oldest player on the pitch from a Wednesday perspective. It's a really young side. I feel a bit sorry for Lee Bullen because he's basically lost everybody. His entire under-23 setup is made up of teenagers, pretty much. I think there was Kwame, who was 22, and then after that, in terms of the players that are contracted to the club, you've got Josh Render, who's 20. He's the second, you know, him and Josh Tuodu were the oldest players in the side, because obviously we've got a lot of players out on loan. A lot of players left over the summer as well. And Wednesday at the minute, it's not just a transition period within the first team, it's the club. The club is being sort of transformed at the minute. But there was plenty of positives. You know, there's a lot of the under-18s even in the side. You know, you see people like Leo Joe Davidson, who, you know, he's gaining a lot of traction at the minute, being watched by England. He was in the side. Al Jahadmi, who scored the equaliser. He's 17. Leojo's 17. So, it was interesting to sort of see him play against men, you know, see him go up against senior players, because I think you'll learn more from those kind of games than you will in training. Even if the sort of, you know, Sheffield FC are, in terms of their league level, it's a little bit further down the pyramid than what a lot of these boys will be aspiring to. But for right now in the career, it's a good test for him. And I think that it was an interesting game. I enjoyed it. It was nice to get down there and watch a bit of, you know, grassroots stuff. Got myself a burger and a pint of bitter and sat on the sideline. It was nice.
It's one of the positives about going that far. Well, I don't want to patronise anyone, but going further down the pyramid, you can enjoy a beer at the touchline. How did
the great thing about Sheffield FC, they've got the coach and horses is like attached to the ground, so you buy it in the pub and they give it you in a plastic cup and you take it into the ground. It's great.
That's a great setup. How did the other two trialists get on?
Yeah, they did all right. The first lad who his dad was actually there. He's a Jamaica. His dad was a Jamaica international. I'm just checking his name. I don't want to get it wrong. Give me a second. Sorry, this is very unprofessional. I should have had this. Should have had this lined up. Donville Munro. So he's a left winger. Donville. He picked up a little bit of a knock in the first half, so they didn't want to risk him for the second. And the other lad was Josh Hughes, who's a left-footed centre-back. He has been there for a few weeks. He's sort of seems to have settled in quite nicely. I don't know if anything's going to happen long term in terms of whether I would imagine they'll get another run out or two for Bully to make a decision on him. One player I was really impressed with was David Agbonta-Homer. He's obviously brought in over the summer and he looks class. He's 19 years old. His presence is great. He's very vocal. He's great on the ball. He seems like exactly the sort of player that Darren Moore would want as a centre back. Obviously, you know, long way to go, 19 years old. I don't imagine we'll be seeing him in the first team sort of anytime soon. But in terms of pushing on for the future, I think he's a really exciting talent for Wednesday. I think they've picked up an interesting player there. And there's also, I thought, Basil Zotos, who is a right winger. He came up from the under-18s last year. And Baz looks like a lot of fun. If you head over to the Wednesday Twitter account, you'll see the goal that Wednesday scored It was the 90th minute. It was Mutty who scored the goal, but Baz and Alex Boddington, the number nine, who's also just come up from the under 18s, they combined really, really nicely down the right hand side. So yeah, I think for me it's an exciting group of players, and I think that anybody who's looking at the results of the under 23s this year should take it with a pinch of salt, because they are under 23s in name, but not really in practicality. They're more like an under 19s group.
It does seem to be that the average age of the under 23 squads is getting younger and younger. Let's move on to Kieran Brennan, who's joined Notts County on loan. That, to me, seems like a cracking move for the young lad.
Yeah, it's exciting. Obviously, a big club, Notts County, nice ground, you know, challenging for promotion in the National League. And they're short of centre-backs, so he's going to play. And that's what it's all about now. You see the way that Alex Hunt's kicked on at Grimsby. It's what these lads need. I think there are some people saying they'd like them to sort of like see them playing higher up the pyramid. But the difference with the National League is there's no transfer window, so they can be recalled at any point. You know, if Wednesday have a bit of a centre back crisis and they need to give Kieran a call, they can get him back within a couple of days. Whereas, you know, if they send him off to League One, League Two, you've got to wait till January. There's no just recall at any point a lot of the time. So. Yeah, I think for me, it's a great move for Kieran. I really like him. I think there's a lot of ability there with Kieran. I think he's a really good little player. He's, again, very, very composed. Seems like exactly the sort of player that Darren had liked in his centre pairing. Darren was really, really full of praise from him for his performance against Newcastle under 21s in the Papa John's. And it's one of those where I think if Kieran was around, he'd probably get a few games this season, but it's better for him to be playing regularly. You know, if he can get a Notts County and get, he's there till end of November. If he can get, you know, probably 5, 6, 7 games under his belt in that period of time. It's all senior football again. It's going up against grown men who will kick him about a little bit and give him a bit more of a challenge than what he'll be used to in the under 23s. And I think it can only be good for him. And the fact that he's gone to a club like Notts County, similarly with Alex Hunt, you know, go into big clubs pushing for promotion. You're playing on a Saturday with fans behind you and expectations and, you know, disappointment when you don't get a result. And you just don't get those kind of pressures when you're playing under 23 football.
Yeah. Just on those two, Brennan and Hunt, I know last week, I think it was last week, we spoke about Cam Dawson and how you and Joe feel he's definitely got a future at the club. Do you see those two potentially being in and around the first team, perhaps within the next 12 months or so?
Absolutely. I'd love to see it. I think, you know, you look at Alex Hunt and I think Alex... for me, Alex is one of the most technically gifted players within the entire Wednesday youth setup. I think that, you know, his ability on the ball, you only have to watch him warming up, to be honest. You know, you watch him warming up and you see his touch and the way he strikes a ball. And like I say, the technique that he has on the pitch. And I think that he's been lacking that that match sharpness that comes with, you know, having to fear a 32-year-old man coming through the back here. You know, that kind of thing. And I think it's for Alex and Kieran, it'll do them the world of good. And I think with both of them, I definitely see a future for them at Wednesday. And I just hope that they manage to get contracts sorted out, because as things stand now, they're both out of contract at the end of the season. So I'm hoping that Alex has got until January with Grimsby. I wouldn't be surprised to see him extend it. He's had a really good start. He's got sort of rave reviews from the guys in Grimsby. I'm speaking to a couple of fans and they really like what they've seen of him. And obviously Kieran, if he plays like he has done when I've seen him play for Wednesday, I think he'll do a good job at Notts County. And I wouldn't be surprised to see them possibly extend past November if they still need a centre-back. So I just hope that Wednesday are keeping an eye on the situation. And if we're going on recent history with the way they've been working with contracts and things like that, it's promising, you know. Ryan Galvin signed a new deal before he extended his loan at Gloucester City, and I'm hoping that the same will be said for guys like Alex and Kieran when the time comes.
Brilliant stuff. Well, sounds like the future's bright. And on that note, we'll bring things to a close. Just a quick note to say a safe trip to all the Wednesdayites travelling to Ipswich this weekend, and fingers crossed for 3 points. We'll see you next time.